So Leonard Cohen was a fellow Zen practitioner, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about my background in a moment. But first, I would like to set the stage from Leonard's perspective. You probably know he died on November 7th, and he did that very intentionally. He fell during the night, decided not to go to the hospital, went back to bed, and died. Now, he was in a process of decline, even though he had lived very fully up to the last 3 years. I saw him at Madison Square Garden when he was 79, doing a four-hour concert, and he was full of energy. But he, I think, probably had multiple myeloma. It hasn't been announced officially, but it looked that way to me. So when he fell during the night, he decided not to go to the hospital, and he died that night. As quite a few people said, he always knew when to leave the party, and the next day was the election. So, but a little bit about Leonard is that Leonard was a complicated dude, and he was very, very interested in our being able to live with what Jung would call the opposites. I would call it conflict, and Leonard called it two kinds of love. And he very much felt that whatever was going on between people that caused hatred or difficulty, it needed actually to be solved by love. And the way that I'm going to talk about love today is to contrast it with desire and idealization. And I'm going to talk about love in terms of our ability to accept reality, the reality of the beloved, and the reality of ourselves, with all of our brokenness and limitations. And that brokenness and that those limitations are at the very essence of who we are as human beings. They open our hearts to compassion and care. And when they are seen directly as openings, we can join with that limitation and actually become a part of the way that it transforms. So to begin with, I'm going to quote from the beginning of a song that we'll hear at the end today. It's called Come Healing. It's from Leonard's album, Old Ideas. I don't know how many of you follow the Leonard Cohen scene, like about half of you. While I've got you, how many of you do some mindfulness practice, some kind of mindfulness or meditation, more than follow Leonard? And how many of you are familiar with Jung? Okay, good. I try not to use special terminology, but I will be introducing some, but I think I'll be defining it. So if I confuse you about anything, ask me right away. So, Come Healing, the opening stanza. Gather up your brokenness and bring it to me now. The fragrance of those promises you never dared to vow. The splinters that you carry, the cross you left behind. Come healing of the body, come healing of the mind. Now, if you know Leonard's music and you know his orientation, which really comes very much from Zen and Judaism, he believed that if you try to live your life as a hero, that creates a tremendous problem. That as soon as possible, you need to recognize that you're defeated. And then you need to learn how to live with defeat, because it's the nature of human life to be limited, to be imperfect, to be impermanent, and to cause heartbreak and difficulty. This is the nature of the world that you live in. It's not your parents' fault. It wasn't because you were raised in a particular environment. So a lot of what I'll be teaching today is this framework that comes from Buddhist teachings about the imperfection of the world that we're living in, what you might call the mundane world or the consensual reality in which we live. So when Leonard says, gather up your brokenness and bring it to me now, it reminds me very much of what psychotherapists say, that we say, you know, bring the brokenness here. We are going to serve as a witness. And what we will see as we move through this presentation is that witnessing that the therapist does feels like love. And this is what we have a hard time doing in our kitchens and living rooms, even we therapists, to be able to stay interested, to stay with, to stay concerned when your partner, spouse, grown child, parent does something that is so antithetical that you cannot imagine why they did that. You cannot see why they did that.